So we're talking about daytime and we're talking about nighttime. We all go through this, and we can see this now in the leaves outside. The leaves are falling, they're changing colors. And so we notice in the leaves, particularly now, that yes, we do experience seasons. And we all experience these seasons. Maybe we don't want to admit that we do, but we do. We're going to come back to the fall in a couple of minutes, but we're going to start with the springtime. In the springtime, everything is new. Things are all bright. Things are often wet because it rains a lot, but that rain, I call it the blessing rain. It is a rain that, although it may flood sometimes, it inspires growth and it produces growth in the leaves and in us if we allow it to. So the springtime is the time of renewal. Everything is new. We are new. We can brush off our shoes from the long winter and everything else and kind of start with a clean slate, unless we're holding on to things. So then in the summer, we've had the springtime of renewal, and the summer is hot, but things are still growing. So the summer, to me, is also a season of growth. In the summer, the leaves, they have reached out for the water in the springtime. They have shared the water through their veins and with the rest of the tree, and it's, you know, it goes into the air, and indirectly, the leaves share the water with us. So in the summertime, we are growing, the leaves are still growing, things are getting ready to be harvested, and so that is a season of growth. In the fall, the leaves, they change colors, they seem to wither, maybe, and they fall down. But the important thing about the fall is that the leaves don't resist falling. You don't look up at an oak tree and see the leaf going, I'm hanging on to my tree because I don't want to fall. No, they don't do that. We hang on to things, but we don't have to. We seem to think that if we don't hang on to things, they're going to just spiral out of control. And that may not be the case. We don't know what's going to happen unless we let things go. And Nancy did a message on let go and let God a couple of weeks ago. And that was a message that really spoke to me. So in the fall, we have the opportunity to let go. We can release. We can let go of our hold on things, be they things that we want or things that we don't. And we can fall down. It's okay for us to fall down and rest or sleep or say, I'm not going to do this thing anymore, whatever it is. That's okay. The leaves have their falling season, and we can have our falling season. Because the fall is just practice for the winter. The winter is the season where most of us tend to have some trouble. Because it's long, and it's dark, and it's cold, and it's just bleh. But it doesn't have to be bleh. The winter can be a very nice season if you learn to appreciate what the winter stands for and rest in it, then it can actually be an invigorating season. Yeah, you're all looking at me like, what are you talking about? Well, this is one of my favorite verses. I don't generally turn to the Bible often for just particular messages, but this was a verse that I learned as a child, and sometimes it makes me mad, and sometimes it's nice, and you'll understand why, but this is Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. Another translation says, all things have their season, and in their times all things pass under heaven. And that one, to me, is saying that yes, things will pass. Seasons come and seasons go. Things in our lives, they come and they go. But these seasons, they include a resting season, and that would be the winter. So, excuse me, if we can learn to rest in the winter and kind of go inside, like Myrtle Fillmore's night reading said, and depend on the universal power, the spiritual power that is within us, instead of something that's happening out here in the outside of our circumstances, then we can appreciate the winter. We can go inside, we can meditate, we can pray, we can... It's almost like, it's exactly like when the seeds are in the earth and you don't see any growth, you think they're in there, but you can't see anything yet. But they are in there, and something is happening, even if you can't see it. So in the wintertime, when everything seems to be barren and dark and cold and, you know, dry, as we often experience here, something is going on. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening. Just because I can't see you out there doesn't mean you're not there. You don't need to see something to believe it. And I wasn't going to put that in here, but here it is, so we're going to deal with it. You don't need to see something to believe it. You need to believe it first and then see it. And back to the leaves. Do you think they think? Boy, we could be here all day, couldn't we? I don't know if the leaves think. I don't think they think in the way we think. But they must do something. What we see them do is an outward sign of what we ideally do within ourselves. They flow with what happens. They respond to it. But you don't see the leaves worrying about stuff. I doubt that they do. They may. There may be leaf meetings, and maybe they gather around and talk about how bad their trees are. I don't know. But I don't think they do that. For everything there is a season. In their times, all things pass under heaven. The leaves know, for lack of a better word, and maybe, again, maybe they do know, that they're going to pass away. The fall is going to come. They'll change colors and look pretty for a while. But then they'll fall down. They will dry up. They will crackle. And they will die. When they die, they go back into the earth. They're turned into mulch. They serve a higher purpose, if you will. They don't fall down and die and then they're done. They fall down, they appear to die, and they transform into something else. So, if you believe this leaf cycle, which by now you should, you've seen it for however many years you've been seeing it, then maybe it's not so difficult to understand how the seasons in our lives work. Springtime is not the only time we can experience renewal, but it's kind of like everything is gathered together in that consciousness because it's springtime and everything is new. So if you want to do something major that is new, maybe springtime is the best time to do it. In the summertime, it's hot, yes, but you're still growing things. Maybe what it is you're creating or manifesting isn't harvested yet, but it's growing, so don't give it up because the season of harvest hasn't come yet. So then in the fall, we have the harvest, and the things kind of... To me, that's the outward sign of, yep, everything is here now. That is fall. And then in the winter, you think things die or things stop, maybe stop being exciting, stop being new. We have old things now. We have to stay in the house all the time and whatnot. But this is the resting season. So rest. Don't be a maniac trying to make it a season that it isn't. You've got the winter time, whether it's within you or outside you. You see it somewhere. So deal with it. How are you going to respond to the winter of your life? Are you going to be mad that it's winter and it's cold out? Or are you going to go within yourself and make peace with the winter and rest in the good that it offers? Because it's a period of kind of being wrapped up, and then in the springtime everything gets unwrapped. Well, now we're talking about presents. This is good. The leaves, are they wrapped up now? No. But they're changing colors. They're falling down. And look at them. They flow with the breeze. And in the wintertime, they're not going to be angry that they have fallen and supposedly died. They're just going to sit there, and if they are turned to mulch, they will be mulch. If they're not, they'll be something else. So in the seasons of your life, it's good to notice what's going on. Sometimes they conform, if you will, with the outer seasons. Sometimes they don't. But if you know that, okay, now I feel like it's springtime and everything is renewing itself, then you know what kind of things you can take on, what kind of projects you might want to do, and things like that. You can create your life with this self-awareness. Because you have this power, you may as well use it for good, because if you don't, it may not turn out the way you want it to. And then in your life, when everything is growing, maybe you're not getting new things, but the things that you have are becoming bigger or expanding in some way, then you know that that's the summertime. And you can prepare for, there's going to be a harvest soon. Cool beans. It might be beans too, I don't know. And then when the harvest comes, you pick the fruits of your labor, like our verse from Psalms said, the tree will bear fruit in its season. You pick those fruits, you do what you must with them. If they are real fruit, maybe you store them somehow. If they are figurative fruit, like a project that has been fulfilled, then okay, maybe that's done. And in the wintertime, when things are not new anymore and that fulfilled project is done, so you're not working on that anymore, instead of becoming disturbed that you don't have some new thing going on right now, or that an old project isn't panning out the way you wanted it to, maybe it is time to just rest and be calm and know that the things that are going to be renewed in the springtime are just, what's happening with them now just isn't yours to see, but something is happening. Something is always happening. Nothing is ever as solid or stationary or unmoving as we think it is. So, for everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. What is your season now? If you are in the fall of your life, how are you responding to that? And how are you preparing for the winter? If you are in springtime when the fall is out there, that's okay too. But how are you responding to your springtime? Question is, are you making the best of what you have? Are you using your feelings and your own inner seasons to their greatest potential or not? If you're not, that's okay. You have a right not to use them. But if you want to create the best life you can with the God power that you have, it would be good to use those seasons to their greatest effect. And if you want to do that, you can go into prayer and meditation and say, if you like the seasons metaphor, say, what is my season and how can I make the most of it? And wait for an answer. But wait for an answer doesn't mean sitting there and going, I need an answer now, I need an answer now, I need an answer now, because that'll get you next to nowhere. Wait for an answer means let it go, and the answer will come. I had to learn that this week when I was writing a song for this message. I had already picked the other two songs, but when I speak, I usually do write a song. So I thought, don't break the trend now. But I knew I was sitting there and I was going, I need a song, I need a song, I need a song. And guess what? I didn't get one. Wasn't happening. But when I let it go, boom, song. It's the idea that we don't have to control everything. And these things, these seasons within us, they do serve a purpose, just like the outer seasons do. And so that is why my message was called Live Like a Leaf. Because the leaves, they renew in the springtime, They share things. They share the water and the air with the rest of us. In the summer, they grow, and they're still sharing things. In the fall, they change colors and fall down. And in the winter, they return to the earth, and they're not mad about it. They just do it. And so now we're going to do the song, and then we're going to go right into meditation. So, it's time to hand out our leaves, too. You will be receiving a leaf. It's not a real leaf. It's a paper leaf. But when you receive your leaf and we go into meditation, take that leaf and think about, how do you want to be more like a leaf? What season are you experiencing now within you that you want to make the most of?